Good evening. I'd like to call the meeting of the University City City Council to order on February 24th at 6:30 p.m. Ms. Reese, will you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clay. Councilmember Hales.
Here.
Councilmember Cusick.
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Carr.
Present. Thank you. We are now moving to the approval of the agenda. Are there any motions to amend the agenda?
Honorable Mayor Pro Tem and council members, I would like to withdraw items I-1, L-2, and M-1 from the agenda. We will repost at a later date.
Thank you very much. Do I have a motion to approve the amended agenda? I'm sorry, Mr. Cusick. Yes? Okay, Mr. Cusick moves to approve that. And a second, Mr. Smotherson. All in favor? Or discussion, actually. No discussion. All in favor? Aye. All opposed? The motion passes. Proclamations. So this evening we have a proclamation in favor for the 19th Amendment, which I am very pleased to be able to read to you. Whereas August 18th, 2020 is the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment to the United States Constitution that cemented the efforts of women's suffrage movement and gave American women the right to vote. And whereas through the efforts of brave and courageous women referred to as suffragettes who sacrificed family, their personal life, their financial resources for over 70 years to gain equal rights for women, especially the right to vote, and whereas women and men, black and white, supported the women's suffrage movement for women to gain the constitutional right of having a voice in making the laws that govern them, and whereas the women's suffrage movement led to the passage of the 19th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States in 1919 with the ratification by the states by the summer of 1920. And whereas ratification of the 19th Amendment ensured women could more fully participate in their democracy and fundamentally change the role of women in the civic life of our nation. And whereas the National Women's Suffrage Association dissolved in 1920 to create the League of Women Voters of the United States to register and educate all voters. And whereas the centennial offers an opportunity for people of the United States to learn about and commemorate the efforts of women's suffrage movement and the role of women in our democracy. And whereas women today constitute a majority vote in the United States and are running for office in higher numbers and are more active in the election process than ever before in history, and now, therefore, the City Council of the City of University City, Missouri, do hereby recognize the 100th anniversary of women gaining the right to vote and the founding of the League of Women Voters in the United States. We also recognize the impact these historic accomplishments have on citizen engagement and the civic life of the community, the state, and the nation. Wherefore, we have heretofore set our hands and caused the seal of the City of University City to be affixed this 24th day of February in the year 2020. The next item on the agenda is the approval of minutes. So may I have a motion for the approval of the January 27th, 2020 study session minutes? Mr. Clay, second. Mr. Smotherson, any discussion? All in favor? Aye. Anyone opposed? Nay. The motion passes. Do I have a motion for the approval of the January 27th, 2020 regular meeting minutes? Mr. Hales, second. Mr. Clay, any discussion? All in favor? Aye. Opposed? The motion passes. Do I have a motion for the February 10th, 2020 study session minutes on hotel feasibility and scooters? Mr. Smotherson, Mr. Clay seconds. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The motion passes. And finally, the a motion for the approval of the February 10th, 2020 regular meeting minutes. Mr. Smotherson, Mr. Clay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The motion passes. The next item on the agenda is appointments to boards and commissions. I believe, Mr. Clay, you have an appointment.
I do indeed. Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem. I'd like to nominate Patricia McQueen to the Plan Commission.
Do we have a second? Mr. Smotherson. Any discussion? Yes, Mr. Cusick.
Yes, Mayor Pro Tem. And I would like, I understand that Ms. McQueen has resigned from the CALIP to be on this commission, and I just want to thank her personally for her years of being on the CALIP commission, as well as all of the people that serves on our boards and commissions, and thank you for her continued interest in helping her community in University City by being nominated to the Planning Commission. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The motion passes. We have no swearing in to boards and commissions tonight, so we are now moving to citizen participation. Each speaker gets 5 minutes. Please identify yourself with your name and your address first. And the first speaker will be Aaron Ginsburg. And bear with me, my phone died, so I have to use my iPad. It's a little more awkward.
Hello, my name is Erin Ginsburg. I live at 430 West Point Court. Honorable Mayor and City Council, last week a U-City resident was threatened with fines for feeding fixed ferals in our community. In response, U-City TNR, Trap, Neuter, Vaccinate, and Return, volunteers are respectfully sharing this petition. More than 600 cat advocates have signed up to support a protective TNR ordinance in University City. Our neighbors have quietly been providing food, shelter, and veterinary care for our community cats for many years. Unfortunately, the feeding and sheltering of fixed feral cats is not protected under our current municipal code, so our compassionate neighbors risk expensive fines, and their neutered and vaccinated kitties are in danger of euthanasia. U-City TNR was formed in October of 2018 to help. Our volunteers have successfully trapped, neutered, and vaccinated more than 50 community cats. We've partnered with local rescue groups and found forever homes for 12 friendly U-City strays. We've shared the ICMA's Guide to Managing Community Cats, along with dozens of articles to show how TNR effectively stabilizes and ultimately reduces feral cat populations. TNR addresses neighborhood safety concerns, and TNR successfully saves taxpayer dollars. We respectfully ask U-City to adopt a protective TNR ordinance. Your neighborhood cat advocates are ready to help. Thank you.
Thank you. The next speaker is Donna McGee.
Hello, my name is Donna McGee. I reside at 7584 Melrose here in University City. Thank you for this opportunity. It's been a while, but I'm glad to be here. Nevertheless, again, I just want to state that I would love to have that huge six sycamore tree removed from the base of my driveway. Again, in forestry, the term widowmaker describes a detached or broken limb or treetop and denotes the hazards that such a treetop or item may cause, and it's responsible for causing fatalities to forest workers, among others. Still, I would like the hazardous Widowmaker tree down at 7584 Melrose. We do not have a tree lawn to anchor it down, so it sits in the yard, well across my property line, and I'm willing to disclose my blueprints for my property line. At least two very big Widowmaker branches have fallen over my property line into my driveway recently. I've taken pictures, and I've called forestry. There was no rain, no snow. We cannot blame it on precipitation, and I dare not call it an act of God, blame him for anything like that, that humans can make decisions about when we know there are hazards. I've called forestry regarding the Widowmakers, and I'm thankful for Mr. Ewald. He's always attentive, and he was able to make connections, and the branches were picked up. Also, I would like to thank Mr. Dunkel. I passed by the office and keep Mr. Dunkel and Mr. Sinan informed of what's going on, and we've had some tree branches removed that have laid on the yards for a long period of time. Again, no tree line, no curbs. They're just laying there, and I've just taken pictures of them, and they finally come out, the forestry workers, and removed them after such a long time. But nevertheless, they're gone. So again, I do like to make some remarks saying I'm very thankful of the people who've stepped in and made some changes. But don't forget about the sick disease sycamore at the base of my driveway. Please remove it. You can plant a smaller seedling. I'm willing to pay for some for that if it has to come to me paying for it. Because it is definitely a hazard to both people, to pets. We have neighbors who have pets, pet lovers, and also to property. Damage to property means a $1,000 deductible for me, and Allstate will then go after the city. I don't want that. You don't want that. We don't need that. But that's the reality. I've had a city tree fall on my car. It's not fun at all. And the first question that comes out when the fine police department of UC comes out, is it a city tree? Yes, it was a city tree that fell on my car. And I was told, next time, let people know if it's a hazardous tree. So that's what I'm doing. It's been a while. I'm persistent. That's part of my persona. I don't apologize for that. But I do thank you for this opportunity. Have a great evening.
Thank you. You're welcome. Next on the agenda are public hearings that has been removed until next time, I believe. And we are now moving on to the consent agenda. The hotel feasibility study acceptance. Do I hear a motion? Mr. Clay, and a second? Mr. Cusick, any discussion? Mr. Smotherson.
Yes, thank you, Mayor Pro Tem. I would like the city manager to explain. I mean, when I saw that, I'm a little confused. And just is there something I missed, or if you could remind me, what is the purpose of our acceptance? I'm not sure I understand that.
Honorable Mayor Pro Tem and Councilmember Smotherson, when the study was initially brought to you in the work session, it was simply in a draft format. This is just to recognize the completion of the study and any additional funding that is owed to the company that we used to produce, I believe it's HVS, will be paid. But also it enables us to start using the study as a marketing tool. We'll provide that information to any developer that has an interest in building hotels within University City. So multiple purposes.
So again, doing the acceptance commits us to paying for something, or I mean that's all right.
Honorable Mayor Pro Tem and Councilmember Smotherson, it enables us to close out this project both financially as well as, again, perhaps most importantly, it gives an indication to staff that we can now use that study as a part of our marketing instrument. So in trying to recruit developers that might be interested in developing hotels in University City. That will be one of the first documents that we provide. Also, you are aware that Washington University is considering what are the options for development in that area on Forsyth. So that study, a copy of that study, will also be provided to WashU to at least hopefully incentivize them to take a very close look at building a hotel as part of that development in University City.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Anyone else? Oh, Mr. Clay.
And Councilman Smotherson, I had a similar question, but then I went back to my school board days. We would accept reports on the school board, and what it allowed for, it was the official acknowledgement of the report, because absent that, at least from the school district's perspective, you could not reference the information in a report that had not been adopted by the district and not use it for the purposes that the city manager articulated. So I did, that question popped into my mind, then I remembered the school board. So you were not alone in having that initial query.
Thank you. Anyone else? Do I have a motion to approve? I think we already did. So all those in favor? And aye. Opposed? The motion passes. The city manager's report, Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor Pro Tem Carr and council members, item number one is for council to consider the Loop Ice Carnival budget review. This was presented by the Loop Special Business District Board, and I believe Mr. Smith is here to present this item.
I think this is still on. Okay. Council, I was asked to come and present the budget for the Loop Ice Carnival that happened in the middle of January. The budget is projected at a total of $67,241.26, of which that's the total cost of the Loop Ice Carnival, but we split that cost 50-50 with the East Loop CID, greatly reducing the overall cost to put on a large event. I don't know if you have questions about it or what other information you would like from me.
Any questions? City Manager Rose, I have a question. So do we typically consider this before or after the fact?
Mayor Pro Tem, it would be customary to present the budget before the event in the future. I think that's certainly the intention as we go forward will be the process, so that you will have a budget before you to consider, and then after that budget is approved, then that's when the event would typically occur.
Thank you. Anyone else have a question for either Mr. Rose or Mr. Schmidt? Thank you, Mr. Schmidt. You can sit down. All right. A vote is required here.
It would be my intention, if there are no objections, to accept the budget. I believe Mr. Smith indicated that it was only half of the amount that's been identified. We'll make sure that we receive all of the receipts, but it would be my intention to approve the budget as presented.
Thank you. Do I hear a motion? Mr. Clay? Mr. Cusick, seconds. Any discussion? All those in favor? Aye. Opposed? The motion passes.
Honorable Mayor Pro Tem and council members, the next item is for council to consider a request by the Loop Special Business District Board for FY 2019 final reimbursements. And Finance Director Keith Cole will be presenting this item.
Honorable Mayor, Council, so the The item before you is just to approve the requested funds. It's basically the reimbursement to the LSBD in the amount of $6,946.23. And this amount represents the remaining reimbursement funds from the fiscal year 2019. And the funds will be coming from the EDRST fund reserves.
Do I hear a motion? Okay, Mr. Kusick, a second. Mr. Smotherson, any discussion? Yes.
Honorable Mayor Pro Tem and council members, I would share with you two things. One is that we have established a separate bank account for the Loop Special Business District. And the reason for that is because we were not able to completely reconcile all of the prior accounts, specifically the EDRST funds, in the sense that we were able to identify the reimbursements that were for the brochures for FY19, but we have not been able to identify those reimbursements for years prior to that. So rather than continuing to work on trying to reconcile that particular bank account, we're just starting new.
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay. Any other discussion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion? Aye. And opposed? The motion passes. Thank you very much.
Honorable Mayor Pro Tem Carr and council members, the next item is a request from the Metropolitan Sewer District for easements, and Mr. Appleslan, our Director of Public Works, will be presenting this item.
Good evening. This item represents a request by MSD to revise easements that were previously granted for their 82nd Boulevard to I-170 sanitary relief project that is currently under construction. Reasons for the revisions are in one area, there's a duct bank, communications duct bank, underground duct bank that the design didn't account for. So now it's in the way, and relocating that duct bank is much more costly for them than relocating what they're newly building now. The second reason is this is near the Crixdale Avenue and McKnight Road intersection where they're currently working. And the movement of relocation of one tunnel shaft in that area will accommodate traffic for this way. The intersection will not be closed completely to traffic, so that the residential traffic can get in and out of Crixdale Avenue to McKnight Road. So these two changes required revisions of the easements. MSD has committed to paying reimbursing University City $13,000 for the easements, and also vacating the easements that were previously granted for the area.
Do I hear a motion? Mr. Hales? Mr. Cusick seconds. Any discussion? Mr. Smotherson?
Just a quick question. So none of this is in the development area at all. This is just specifically Crixdale. Is that correct?
Yeah, this is all on the east side of McKnight Road, not on the west side.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. So this is okay. That.
And Mr. Rose, I do have a question. Mr. Appleslan said that we would be vacating the previous easements. Did I hear that correctly?
MSD will be vacating the easements that were previously granted to them because they are some areas are overlapping. When the easements moved, they didn't completely clear those areas that were previously granted. So those areas will still be under an easement, but the areas that won't anymore be needed, they're going to vacate those easements because they don't need them anymore.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Any other discussion? Hearing none, those in favor? Aye. Opposed? None. The motion passes. Unfinished business is next on the agenda. Bill 9398 amended. And since I introduced the bill, I'm going to move that the amended Bill 9398 in the City Council packet for this meeting be filed with the City Clerk as a substitute for the pending Bill Number 9398, and that Bill Number 9398 be amended accordingly. Do I have a second? Mr. Cusick, any discussion? Those in favor of the amended, of placing the amended Bill 9398 as a substitute for the previous Bill 9398, all in favor?
Thanks to you.
I'm sorry. Oh, first reading. Oh, I thought I was amending it first. No?
You are amending it. Back then, I think that now it's appropriate to have a first reading.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay, Ms. Reese, would you please give us a first reading of this bill?
An ordinance amending section 120.940 and 120.950 of Municipal Code of the City of University City relating to University City Loop Special Business District Advisory Commission by amending subsection 8.1 of section 120.940 relating to membership and by amending subsection 8.2 of section 120.950 relating to bylaws.
Thank you, Ms. Reese. Mr. Mulligan, do we now vote on the amendment or has it just essentially been accepted? I'm familiar with this.
So the bill has been amended, mm-hmm. and it's been first reading as amended. Now, mm-hmm. did you want to proceed to second and third readings and a vote on it?
I actually just wanted to make sure that we were accepting the amended thing. Second and third readings, I believe, will occur at the next meeting.
And that's fine. No, yes. I believe it's been filed as amended.
Okay.
And first read.
Okay.
So nothing
Thank you
else
very
needs
much.
To be done on that tonight, if as long as you don't want to have a second and third reading.
No, I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Okay.
The next item on the agenda, we are postponing Bill 9401, and under new business resolutions, Resolution 2020, until next meeting. So we are now moving on to council reports and business. I think we have been given information on what boards and commission appointments are needed. And is there anyone that wants to make a liaison report on the board and or commission to which they liaise? No? Okay, thank you. And any other discussions in business? I see none listed. So we have a second opportunity for citizen participation, but I do not see any applications for that. So council comments. Anyone? Goodness. Okay. Then
I'll go.
Pardon?
I'll go. Paulette.
Oh, Mr. Hales.
Thank you. I just wanted to thank the city manager and our police department and everyone who was involved over the weekend. The Mardi Gras festivities were a complete non-event,
And there was a lot of effort. I know the police department coordinated with Washington University. I've received a number of emails from residents, some of which have said this is the quietest Mardi Gras they've seen in 15 or 16 years. So I think it was a terrific success for all those involved. And it was really nice to see this year WashU and their police and security out, very visible. There were bike cops both on Forsyth and in Ames Place and Rosedale Heights. There were marked police cars, there were their security cars, and of course there was a very strong presence from our police department as well. I do believe they communicated rather extensively with their student population leading up to this event and set an expectation that these are our neighborhoods, these are where we live, and the type of behavior that went on last year was not to be tolerated, and that appeared to have worked. And I certainly hope and expect the same to be true for not just next Mardi Gras, but St. Patrick's Day, Wild, all of these events. So that was very positive, and thank you to everybody, including code enforcement, who has been working very hard on addressing some of these issues.
Thank you. Anyone else? I'd like a motion to go into close. I'm sorry. Mr. Cusick.
Thank you,
all
Mayor
right,
Pro
I'll pause.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem. I would just like to remind voters that Tuesday, March the 10th is coming up, and that is the Missouri presidential primary election day. So everyone put it on your calendars and get out and vote for the presidential primary on March 10th. We need voter turnout. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. All right. So there is no closed session today. So in that case, I would like to okay. All right. So there is. I'm sorry. So I would like a motion to go into closed session according to the Missouri Revised Statute 610.021, legal actions, causes of action, or litigation involving a public governmental body and any confidential or privileged communications between a public governmental body or its representatives or attorneys.
So moved.
Mr. Smotherson. Mr. Hales seconded that motion. Ms. Reese, will you please call the roll?
Councilmember Hales?
Aye.
Councilmember Cusick?
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson?
Aye.
Councilmember Clay?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Carr?
Aye. Thank you. I'd like to adjourn the public meeting at 7:02.